Well, if it ain't Billy Strings and Dane Hyde, kids.
Yeah. All right. Let's do the red-haired boy.
William Apostle goes by the name Billy Strings for obvious reasons. He grew up in Muir, near Ionia, and learned much of what he knows from his father Terry Barber, also an accomplished bluegrass picker. His father gave him his first guitar at age 4.
Before then I had a little plastic thing, you know, and a little toy guitar, and I would strum on that. My dad gave me a pick, you know, and I'd sit in my high chair while he played and around the table or whatever, and I'd strum on that thing. And then one day we were walking through an antique store and I saw this guitar, you know, and I threw a fit, kicking and screaming, rolling around on the floor, you know, carrying on. And my dad bought me the guitar and started teaching me chords and stuff like that, so.
Apostle, who was dubbed Billy Strings by an aunt when he was a child, came to Traverse City about a year and a half ago. He has a day job at a local resort. He likes that there are a lot of musicians in the area, but a big reason he came here was to get away from the drugs and partying that some of his friends had gotten mixed up in. He wrote a song about a good friend who is serving his second prison sentence for possession of methamphetamine.
I ain't slept in 7 days, I haven't ate in 3. This methamphetamine has got a damn good hold of me. My speaker friends have got me too. Point of no return. So I just took my lighter to the bulb to watch it burn. This life of sin, it's got me in. Lord, it's got me back in prison once again. I used my only phone call to contact my daddy. I got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie.
When Apostle plays at the Roundup, the open mic show on Thursday nights at the Hayloft Inn on M72, a lot of other performers ask him to play along on their sets. Here's Roundup host Bill Dungeon.
It's every week, it's something new. He's just phenomenal. I mean, it's the banjo one week, it's the mandolin, it's the bass, it's the whatever it is. You know, he can pick it, and he does it well, and he really likes it.
Apostle has played other styles of music and was in a heavy metal band called Groove Tongue when he was younger. Still, he always comes back to bluegrass.
Sometimes when the music's just right, like if you know, somebody does a lick on a banjo or the fiddle just sounds perfect, I get this deja vu feeling from my childhood, and it brings back a certain feeling that I had back then. No, I can't explain it, but it's just the love of the music, you know? Like when I was little, I'd go to sleep with banjos ringing in my head, you know?
Apostle calls bluegrass earthy. He loves it because it uses acoustic instruments, so it can be played the same in a large auditorium or at a small house party. It's the music he can pick up and play with total strangers and make it sound like they've rehearsed together. It's the music of his favorite performer, Doc Watson. But most of all, it's the music his father taught him and remains a strong bond between them.
I can drag him to a festival and make him get on stage with me, and he... You know, we're in the middle of a tune and the crowd's going nuts, and I look over and he's taking his break and he's just got the biggest smile on his face. And then, you know, standing ovation, encore. After that, we walk off stage and he just gives me the biggest hug and tells me he loves me. You know, it's like, that's what it's about, man.
This is Tom Carr for Interlochen Public Radio.